Mostly juice is all I can get out of it, slobbering on it.
I could just make them go twang.
Yeah, that's right. That's all I get out of it, just twang, 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 twang. Yeah. I didn't think there was much music to it.
With your wagons, the thing that came out in front was called what?
The tongue?
Uh-huh. Now, on a buggy, was it the same thing?
Yeah, buggy tongue and a wagon tongue.
If you had a one-horse buggy, what was it then?
They were shafts.
Uh-huh.
Shafts, that's right. Yeah. Put the old horse in the shafts, strap him in there and hook up and fasten the old traces and get going. Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to get the horse ready for the buggy, what would you say you were going to do?
Well, it just depends where he's been. If he's been in the barn, stabled, well, he might need a good currying. Depends how well he'd been taken care of, but you'd have to groom him, you know, and so we'd just use the old, we had a curry comb and a big brush, bought for the purpose. Curry.
And then when you had him all ready, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
When you had him all curried?
And then harness him.
Uh-huh.
Betcha. If we was going to buggy, we'd put the buggy harness on him. If we was going to the wagon, we'd put the wagon harness on him.
Uh-huh. Now, does that mean if you harness a horse, you put the gear on him? Does that mean you attach him to the buggy or the wagon too, or?
Well, the harness is what the animal pulls, the vehicle, whatever you're going to hitch him to, you see?
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's a lot of difference in buggy harness and wagon harness.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of difference.
But if you told someone to harness the horse, they would know that they're supposed to put this stuff on him and...
That's right. Yeah.
Attach him
That's
to
right.
the buggy.
That's right. First thing we'd do would groom him or curry, brush him. Then we'd... If we was using... I don't think my father had any harness with breast collars. They were harnessed, though, that used breast collars. It was just a big wide strap that went across the breast, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we had buggy harness, which we did have, we had a buggy team or driving team. Well, then there was we still had collars, but they were lighter than the work harness collar. You see what mm-hmm. I mean? We'd put the collar on the old horse and buckle it up here at the top, and put the harness on him and fasten the hames and everything. And I can't remember my father ever having any buggy harness with a breast collar, but I have seen people use them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned hames. These are the things that you attach to the buggy itself?
Well, no, they went on top, they went around the collar. After you put the collar on the horse, then these hames went around the collar and it was fastened down the bottom with a strap, or a mm-hmm. hame strap, we call them, hame strap. Of course, they had one at the top, too,
mm-hmm.
see? And then, of course, the traces were fastened to those hames.
Were they ever called tugs?
Yes, people called them tugs, but they were really, I think the proper name is traces.
Uh-huh. And they came back and attached to what on a wagon?
To the single tree.
Uh-huh. If you had a two-horse wagon, a single tree?
You had a single tree on each end of a double tree. The double tree was the big main part of it, and then the single tree was on each end. Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Same way on your buggy. Uh-huh. You had your single trees and you had your double tree. Of course, if you had a one horse rig, well, you just had a single tree is all you had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let's see, on the outside of your wheel, the steel part, what was that called?
Well, that was the tire.
Mm-hmm. And just inside that, the wooden part was the?
The inside of the, right next to that tire was the fella.